it's not going to make a vast difference. Obviously, every little bit helps when an economy is very badly distressed. But nevertheless, the amounts are relatively insignificant in relation to Zimbabwe's needs. We know that, for example, just for the recovery of the manufacturing sector, it needs approximately $6 billion. The total of government's accumulated debts are approximately $7 billion. And that's before we start looking at the numerous other needs for the recovery of the health services, education, agriculture, roads, and infrastructure. And so people have got an excessive expectation level from the diamond sale. It's positive that we are now legitimately able to sell diamonds and that as a result we'll progressively be increasing employment opportunities in diamond mining. And that will in turn result in downstream economic benefits and a progressive increase in inflow to the government. But it's not the magic wand that's going to change things in Zimbabwe. It's just one of many, many measures that's going to be needed to bring about the change.
So what now does Zimbabwe need to do after the sale of these diamonds? Where to?
And it's got to ensure a development of our diamond sector. Because, as I indicated, that would be a potential significant source of new employment and downstream economic benefits. The Minister of Finance, in his budget review, was talking about setting up a government company to do that mining, but that is most unwise. We don't need any more parastatals. Instead, the three legitimately licensed companies should be facilitated to expand and develop their mining operations. And other claims should be put up for acquisition by legitimate mining houses, be they local or international or a combination of them. And that will ensure the growth of the diamond sector with the concomitant economic benefits.
Mr. Block, we have already seen civil servants saying that they now deserve an immediate salary hike, in particular the teachers. Do you think this is going to happen?
No, that's unrealistic in the extreme. Because most of the sale proceeds don't go to government. The greater portion of those sale proceeds go to the three diamond mining companies who had legitimately mined the diamonds since May. Government will be getting its benefit in the form of the 3.5% royalty and in due course also in the form of income tax on those mining companies' profits. But the actual cash inflow into government at this stage is going to be something between $2 million and $3 million only, which on the size of our public service would on average allow for about a $15 payment to each of the civil servants. So they're being completely unrealistic. On this, they're living in cloud cuckoo land.